She scares me every time. Hello, everybody. And that's not how we start this podcast. I now call this meeting of the Amateur Detective Club to order. My name, you know it, you love it. It's Tristan Miller. I'm the saucy sleuth.
I am Melissa Maley, the spy.
I'm Tyler Riley, Captain ACAB.
Oh, here's something we should have talked before I hit record. I would like to do the Patreon plug at the beginning of the show so people know about it. How do you feel?
Great. I think let that's a good idea.
Okay,
we're here.
Yeah, we're here. We're in it. We're already in it. What would be funny is if you guys said no, and then we just had to do the whole episode. You have to wait for it.
Don't cut any of this.
Oh, no. This is all, I'm never... Guys, I stopped editing when I started doing focus testing, and I'm never going to edit a podcast again. I don't know why I was wasting my time. No one cares. So you can go to patreon.com/ADCpod and become a member. We'll have some fun little name for it by the time you hear this.
Oh.
Yeah. $5 a month gets you early access to the episodes about a week in advance, and then also a backlog of bonus content that we've had. And we're going to work on some other bonus content that you'll probably like if you like show.
We have plans.
You have plans.
We do.
Big plans. You know, humans plan and God laughs. That's
what they say.
That's what they say.
I was at church. I heard them.
You heard God laughing?
Yes.
Amazing.
Usually, yeah.
What church are you going to? I'm glad God's happy, I guess.
Hey, he has a sense of humor.
He do.
Clearly.
All right.
I have a question.
Okay.
Because I forget the answer, and I'm sure I knew it at one point. Tyler.
Yes.
Have you watched season one of this show that we're about to cover?
Some of it.
Oh, good.
Luckily.
I listened to the podcast, though, because I wasn't on it. So I was able to listen to us for the first time.
Okay.
So I did watch it through you.
Okay.
Great. That's
so
the best
I hope that you gave
to...
me enough information.
I'm sure we gave you
more
the information than you needed.
That's very funny. I had not considered. Luckily, they do a little recap of season one at the beginning before the show starts.
A little one.
Yeah.
I mean, there's...
Oh, I wish. I think I might have accidentally skipped that. So...
Lord, help us.
This is a bonkers way to do this. Oh, I love God. It.
Can't believe I simply... By the way, we're watching the thing we're covering today is Only Murders in the Only Murders in the Building season 2, episode 1.
Hey!
On Hulu.com, and I swear to God, if I have to see another commercial for Monopoly Go, I'm going to throw myself out of a building.
Of the Arconia?
I usually get ads for ulcerative colitis.
Isn't it interesting what Hulu thinks you have in your life going on? Melissa, what kind of ads do you get when you watch it on Hulu.com?
I don't remember what the ads I was getting today were because I wasn't paying any attention to them at all.
I wish. I keep getting this Monopoly Go ad where the girlfriend betrays the boyfriend and it's really overacted. It makes me just like my, it gives me sciatica. Like my whole body quivers. I just can't, I don't want to see it anymore.
But I mean, it's on brand. We're going into an election year and you need to Monopoly Go to the polls.
Tyler.
Yes. So we
Call
are
back in 2016, baby.
I love it. So yes. So when last we left our heroes, because most of the people listening to this will probably have just watched season 3 of Only Murders in the Building.
I want to address something.
Oh, okay.
One of the reasons we did not cover season 2 when it came out is I had an audition for a part on this show that I did not get, famously did not get, because otherwise my tone would be completely different and we would have talked about the show. And I was bruised enough that I was like, I just don't want to deal with it. And then the whole season came out and then I went to New Zealand. So like that was the kind of the chain of events there. But I wanted to get that out of the way now. That's which fair. Is a shame, because we'll talk, I'm sure we'll talk more about it once the episode happens. It's a shame because everyone I've ever talked to about the part that I auditioned for would be, went, oh, you'd be so good. I'm like, yeah, I know. It makes it hurts my heart. But, you know, hopefully they're shooting another season. There's, you know, put me in coach.
Yeah. I think campaign for Amateur Detective Club to be on Only Murders in the Building starts now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to get that out of the way because otherwise I would be stewing on it. That's I'd vent my spleen. It's always sad, but
yeah.
You know,
dang, sciatica, your spleen. What's going on?
I'm goodness. Fading away.
I'm falling apart.
Fading away.
So when last we left our heroes, they had just solved the murder of Tim Kono and that other girl, whose name I don't remember.
Honestly, though,
2 years.
I have no idea. It's been years.
It's been 2 years since we've done Only Murders in the Building season one.
Crikey.
Yep. And Mabel had gone back to her apartment to get champagne. She then was found in her apartment, blood soaked in a white sweater. Which is so upsetting because it was so cute, kneeling over Bunny's dead body. Bunny being the woman in the building who's like, you know, the building enforcer. is that the right word?
They live in a co-op and she's the president of the co-op.
There we go.
Played by Jane Houdyshell, if I remember correctly.
I could not.
Brilliant.
Houdyshell is she? I don't know her. What else would I have known her from?
Oh, I mean, she's a brilliant theater actress. She was also, I believe, did she do the Humans film?
She
won a Tony for it. I don't remember if she reprised the role in the film.
I think she may have. I'm not entirely sure. I do need to look that up. But yeah, so.
Yeah, but she's done like different bit parts in like television films, similar to like, not similar in terms of like the type of role, but like in terms of the size of what she does on film and television is pretty similar to this, I would say.
Okay. Yeah.
Like recurring and guest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Longtime character actress, theater actor. Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Like this show is pretty good at getting those kinds of folks.
Yeah, I should say so.
So yes, she's kneeling over Bunny's dead body. Bunny had been stabbed with one of Mabel's knitting needles. Well, one is sticking out of her chest anyway. That is the recap.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look great.
No.
Doesn't look good. And they were all, you know, hustled out of the building by the police and arrested and questioned.
Yes.
So we begin really with like the interrogation.
There's like just about little monologue that Steve Martin has where he's like, you can be famous or infamous. And that's how people know you in New York. And then he's walking backwards, looking at fireworks. And it's implied that he falls down a manhole.
Yeah. I mean, this is like a little dream sequence with his voiceover, it's clearly not a thing that's actually happening. Mm-hmm. He's like seeing their faces on a bus as they're celebrated for solving these murders. And he's just on top of the world. And then he kind of backs up and he just falls into a manhole into the police interrogation.
I was always so worried as a kid about falling in a manhole. Either of you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but then as an adult, I came to love it.
I was gonna say, you're welcome for that teed you up. But I mean, it was like that quicksand, you know, Melissa.
Quicksand,
you know?
I was never like quicksand. Like I almost wanted to get caught in because I knew how to get out of it, and I just like wanted people like to know that like
knew or that you knew what was up. Melissa is still laughing about the manhole thing. God bless.
It was a slow burn for me. I was like, oh, that's funny. And then I understood what you meant.
Oh my God.
So I'm also laughing at myself for not immediately understanding what you meant. I'm crying.
Oh crap, I forgot my mom listens to this sometimes.
You know, here's the thing, my mom does too, and sometimes you're gonna just make a euphemism. I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe your mom won't get it. No.
No, you don't think?
Yeah, great.
All right.
It would be very upsetting, but as it turns out, they are pretty easy to avoid.
Manholes, yeah. Not mothers. Yeah.
Right.
Well,
well, it depends.
Sometimes yeah. You turn your phone off.
I'd never thought of that. I'd never considered turning off my phone at any point in my life.
I'm too afraid, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I'm riddled by anxiety. You know, what's so embarrassing as someone who's sober is like the things I'm addicted to now are like sugar and looking at a screen. Like, how embarrassing. Like, I overcame that to have issues with this.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's addicted to looking at a screen. So.
Yeah.
It is the sad truth of our lives today. But yes.
Really?
So we have intercut interrogations with our friend from the previous season, Detective. What is her name? What is the character's name?
I have it. Give me a moment. I just need to go to the tab where I had my notes. And that's the song that I made up. For this reason. Detective Williams.
Williams. Okay, great. Detective Williams and Michael Rappaport's character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I thought we were mad at Michael Rappaport. It just
Are we?
Oh yeah.
I did not like that man.
I've never enjoyed him, but did he do something egregious?
Pretty sure. I don't remember what it is right now, but
for me, seems even consistent. Though he's married, well, I mean, let's not get into that because we'll. I don't want to go.
Sure,
that's fine. But he is on this show as one of as the other police officer whose name I don't know, so I will just refer to him as Michael Rappaport. So, all three of them are being interrogated separately, and Michael Rappaport says he doesn't like podcasts, but he does like Howard Stern, old Stern. Before he started therapy, when it was just the Whack Pack. Oh, God. Just the worst.
Yeah.
Like, did Michael Rappaport forget his lines? And is this what we're
That's good.
It's fun, like, in these interrogation scenes, because, like, Charles, like, kind of gets into, like, his... gets into, like, his old, like... But he's like, you know, like his what's the show?
Brazos.
Yes.
His Brazos mode, and he goes and he tries to like find the two-way glass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's like that, and they're like, that's just a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
And he's like, I know exactly what you're up to. And then Detective Williams is like, sit down, and goes, yes, ma'am. Very funny, great comic timing from our boy Steve.
Yes. Oh yeah, always.
And then Oliver is also being interrogated. And then they want to blame it all on Mabel, obviously, because she seems suspect.
Yeah.
And Oliver is like, no.
And it was her knitting needle in her apartment.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, she, Occam's razor and all that. Occam's knitting needle.
Occam's knitting needle, exactly.
Occam's knitting needle, coining it now, similar to Chekhov's bad. If it's bad in the first act, it's got to be bad in the second act.
Wow.
My two phrases I'm trying to coin using this podcast, but there's a funny moment with, and again, really deftly timed by Marty Short here, where he's like, they're like, oh, well, you also send Bunny a bunch of like threatening letters. And he goes, you know, I've always been suspicious of Mabel, you know, yeah. And it is really, it's really well play. Were you speaking of Marty Short? I'm sorry to like kind of free associate us off the plot for a second, but that's what this is. Did you see that article that was like, is Martin Short funny?
Yeah, I did.
I saw that it existed and did not read it because I think he's funny. So yeah, I don't know. It just didn't seem like the best use of my time to read that. Did you read that article?
Sure.
I did. Did you read?
I read, I think, most of it, yeah. Your thoughts, Tyler?
On the article or about the question?
Both. Why not? Well, let's get our Marty Short takes out.
I mean, I don't think that the article needed to exist. Like, I understood where the writer was coming from, but like, it just didn't need to be an article. Mm. Like, it didn't need, like, no one needed to pay you to write that. Like, it just seemed like a bad use of company resources. but like, fair to have your opinion, you know? Like, I don't find him funny all the time, but I do find him funny, like, at times.
For sure.
And this show in particular, I think he really works.
Yeah, I think this is definitely like a career best performance, to be honest. They're deploying him really well. I think to your point, Tyler, yeah, I don't think the article is unnecessary. I think it was a good use of company time because everyone is clicking that link and looking at the advertisements. No.
Okay.
Good day for them, to be honest. But I'm a big Glick head. Jiminy Glick. Big fan of Jiminy Glick. Highly recommend. Melissa, you look so confused. Oh. It's a character that Marty Short used to do where he interviews people. Okay. He's unfortunately in a fat suit, which is like not aged well, but the character is incredibly good. His interview, particularly with Larry David, is so funny.
Okay.
Highly recommend you go look that up. Okay. Now with that out of the way.
Michael Rappaport is trying to explain to Mabel, you know, he's talking about podcasts and how he thinks they're terrible and how he listens to their podcast and he also thought it was terrible, but plays her the clip of when she said that she has this recurring dream of stabbing, well, someone is in her apartment and then she stabs them with a knitting needle, which she, I think that they highlighted that multiple times in the first season.
Yes.
Like we heard it when she recorded it. We heard it a couple other times at least. So the initial thought when you see Mabel kneeling over a body with a knitting needle is like, ooh, did she do it? So yes. So that is pretty incriminating. But yeah. Then the cops do reveal in this interrogation that there was a knife. And that Bunny was stabbed multiple times with an actual knife, which is the actual murder weapon. And they don't know where it is because I don't know if you can stab someone to death with a knitting needle.
That's what I mean, you would have to not whittle because it's not wood, but like you would have to. Don't you whittle like. No,
not a thing? No, just the idea of like, stay still. I'm going to whittle away at you until you die is what made me laugh. And I wouldn't.
I'm saying, like, I mean, they might not necessarily have like done it like on the spot for that murder, but like she could have like with those recurring thoughts in mind, like could have, you know, customized for lack of a better term, her knitting needles, you know?
Right. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Like to have it be sharper because it is like,
yeah, because they're needles. Purposely dull.
Exactly. And I cannot imagine the amount of force you would have to use to stab someone effectively with a knitting needle.
Tristan's hand is raised.
I got some thoughts. One, it takes less than a pound of pressure to get through human skin. Know that. Number two, if you could lobotomize someone pretty easily, you go for the jugular, you get them to open your mouth, shove it up through the brain. Like, yeah, you could just not where she was stabbed in her chest. You couldn't get it through someone's sternum like that.
If we could pause for a moment, and I'm going to speak to our listeners. Anything happens to Melissa Maley and I, please, please have Tristan on the suspect list.
Yeah.
And back to the show.
Back in show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, okay. But it does make more sense that she was actually stabbed and killed with an actual knife.
Yeah, she had it coming.
Bunny, only had herself to blame.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd have been there.
If you'd have seen it.
I don't know if I would have done the same.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I mean, whoever did this seems to really have had it out for her. And the thing is, Bunny does not have any lack of enemies because as they highlight in the flashback recap, the season one recap, Mabel says to Bunny, hey, you're now you're the most hated person in the building.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So plenty of suspects. So they are released because they don't have enough evidence to actually hold them. And they come out of the police station and there's reporters. And there are reporters everywhere. Charles and Mabel are horrified, and Oliver is just in heaven. He loves the attention. He loves it. He loves it. He loves it.
Which like really took me aback, and then I remembered who he was. I was like, yeah.
Yes. All attention is good attention.
Yes.
They were wrong. Oliver Putnam can get arrested in this town is what he says, which is, I think, is very fun.
Yes.
And then we go into our beautiful intro sequence that I love so much.
It's a great intro sequence. Seeing the three of them coming out of the police station and seeing their reactions to that made me think, because Melissa and I had a conversation and a kind of a debate about who matches personality wise to these three characters, because there's three of us and there's three of them.
Oh, okay.
Yes. You see where I'm going with this. And I have my, I think, truths in my pocket. What I think objectively, I believe in my heart and soul is who is who. But I want to hear your guys' thoughts.
Oh, I do not know.
You do not know?
I need a little bit more of the season for to give a proper answer, I feel.
That's fair. I did not, when I prompt this question, I did forget you had not seen seasons.
Just a few episodes.
Kristen, do you want to tell us your opinions up top, and then we'll, if we remember, circle back at the end of the season?
Sure. I mean, I think it goes like this. I think Tyler is Mabel. Okay, I think yes. I'm Charles, and you're Oliver, Melissa.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love attention, but I am not going to throw people under the bus for it.
That's fair, but you do love
Oliver
a dog.
Has a dog.
Mm-hmm. Dog.
And I do love, he has an English bulldog.
There it is. Your Honor, the case rests.
Okay, I'm going to think about this really hard, though.
Okay.
But I do think Tyler's Mabel.
I think we both can agree with that.
Might I ask, why? Like, I'm not, offended or anything. Like, I'm just curious as to, why that is. Because you know the characters better than I do, so.
Because she is actually quietly the funniest one of them.
Yeah.
And that is definitely you. Mm-hmm. And the vibe,
very dry delivery,
yeah,
the whole kind of attitude situation. I don't know, the demeanor is just, the energy's the same, man, as far or as close as it can get, because I'm certainly not bad, the other thing is I'm certainly not like Mabel. And Melissa, you don't have that same stoicness quality.
No,
like,
I'm not that cool.
By virtue of a process of elimination, ergo, that's fair. Your Honor, the case rests. And these will be reflected when I Photoshop our faces onto these characters for promo purposes for the podcast.
I do want Mabel's style, though.
Oh, it's, yeah, she looks good. Great.
She,
yeah.
Her, all of her outfits. Actually, I mean, I just love the costume design of the show, period. It's all a delight. Everyone is so quirky, and I think that that is how everyone should just keep dressing. Be weird about your clothes. It's great. It's art. Yes. So then we get into the elevator, much like we did in the first episode of the first season, and Oliver says to Mabel, "I like your Beats," because she's wearing, in the first episode, Beats headphones before they actually meet each other, and he, like an old man, says, "I like your Beats." And she's like, what?
Doesn't even hear.
Yeah. So they start talking a bit. Oliver keeps trying to record, and Charles and Mabel keep shutting him down. They're like, we are not supposed to talk about this. Officer Williams tells them that they cannot.
Yeah.
You better lay low. It's pretty much the vibe.
Yeah. They should they're not all be persons of interest, meaning they are being looked into.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they should definitely not do their podcast.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to say that this is, we are a podcast covering a TV show about a podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it
what?
That's the only level of meta. Okay. It's only three levels.
What hath humanity wrought? Truly.
Here we are.
Here's the thing. I would normally.
No, we're about to get like even more in the weeds with that in terms of meta.
Yeah. Yes.
In this episode.
Yes. Right. And, you know, I would say. Normally, I would rejoice at the advice of anyone telling anyone to stop doing a podcast, but this is particularly compelling. There's just so many of them is the thing. There's so many of them. We're part of the problem. I particularly have been egregious in my past doing five podcasts at once.
And converting people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Here we are. Yes.
I'm the problem. It's me.
But Oliver keeps trying to record them and they keep shutting him down. And he says he would rather be dead than boring, which is a thing to say. Maybe yeah. I am, Oliver.
I was about to say, Your Honor.
And Mabel says something very funny. She says, you know, maybe we can once in a while, like have brunch or watch people play chess in the park or whatever men your age do are into that isn't murder. She gets out of the elevator and they're
I'm
like,
Mabel.
They're like, yeah.
I think I've assessed the situation really well. I don't know what to tell you. I think I clocked it.
Mabel says, okay, yes, that's what I just said. Good. I'm glad I'm reading my notes twice.
Good.
But so Mabel gets to her apartment. She pulls down the crime scene tape from her apartment, which I thought was bonkers because don't the police need to come in? Is this cleared yet? Is this okay? Because then she comes in and like cleans up all the blood, which is still there on the floor.
Yeah, dude, it's not a good look, eh?
Yeah.
Choices.
Yeah. Evidence tampering. I don't know. I mean, listen, I wouldn't want blood on my floor either, but.
Really? I would. I love to see a bloody floor. Yeah, of course. No one.
Yeah.
It could be art.
Some people do.
It could be art. That's true. She is an artiste.
That's right.
As is Melissa. So maybe Melissa is.
Is this when we get the video message from the art?
It's a little bit later, but that's okay. That's okay. We have a sequence coming up very soon where Mabel is looking at social media in her apartment and
mistake
after cleaning up all the blood. And she sees that people are calling her Bloody Mabel, which is very creative.
Bloody Mabel.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of a spin on Bloody Mary.
Yeah, it's right. Call me Lance Armstrong because that's a stretch. My God,
that just occurred to me that maybe that's what they're doing. It's not very creative.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's getting a lot of attention on social media. She has a DM from a lady who invites her to an art gallery opening. And she's like, oh, because she's also getting interest in the mural she's painted, which is also all over social media. So it's like, look, I painted this beautiful mural in my apartment. And also a dead woman was in my apartment. And did I kill her? Maybe. So lots of attention. So there's that. And then,
you know, it's just so hard to break into this industry.
It's true. And Charles goes to start taking pins down from his bulletin board and then he pauses because he sees a picture of Bunny and he's like, maybe I'll leave it up. And so then he gets a call from his agent. It's funny because then he has to hold for his agent while they like go get him anyway. But they want to reboot Brazos. This is the thing he's been waiting for forever, of course. So yes. So exciting things happening. Then Oliver gets in the elevator again to do something. I don't know. Yes, Tristan, you are breathing.
Jump scare? Yeah, because Amy Schumer shows up.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't
and there have... she is truly in the wackiest outfit of the episode.
Truly. Absolutely. Yeah.
And she asks if Oliver asks if she is moving into Sting's apartment, and she says, oh, Sting, right. Which I clocked on the second watch. Because basically it sounds like she's agreeing, but is she?
No.
Is she actually moving into Sting's apartment? I want to know this. I'm curious. I feel like maybe she isn't. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Only one way to find out.
We have to watch the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And she's like, Amy Schumer is like playing Amy Schumer, just for the folks who don't know.
Yes.
But obviously I'm sure what was pitched was a fictionalized version of Amy Schumer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like it was a fictionalized version of Sting.
Yes. What I find
I believe that.
Yeah. What I find so fascinating, and I think we talked about this with Sting as well, Melissa, is once you introduce specifically someone like Amy Schumer, who is in fact just a stand-up comedian in the same kind of like vein as Martin Short and Steve Martin, of a famous, well-known comedian.
Yes.
Do Steve Martin and Martin Short exist within the world of Only Murders in the Building, and Oliver and Charles just happen to look exactly like them?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Because it's our world.
Yeah. My first instinct was no, of course not.
Mm.
But I don't know, because this show is so bizarre and self-referential that they might do something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, does Mabel get stopped on the street going, you look like Selena Gomez?
I wonder because I haven't seen the season yet, but maybe they asked Steve Martin to be Brazos instead of Charles reprising his role.
That would be very funny, actually.
That would be very funny.
Still hiring for the writer's room in season 4. Give me a call.
There we go. But yes, so she asks if he's Oliver Putnam, and he says, that depends. Are you trying to sue me? And she says,
good.
I only sue Judd Apatow.
Like, also, fair enough.
Okay. But yes, Amy wants to buy this podcast and turn it into an 8 to 10 episode series.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
For a streaming service specifically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. There is also something about like an app with gamification to go along with the series too.
Yeah. Yeah. And she goes, she stops the elevator from going up further. She's like, it just occurs to me. And then she lays out this entire thing. And Oliver does go, you've just thought of this now, which I thought was very fun. But it is like two people who are very businessy scheming, which is... fun,
makes for a fun time.
It's fun to have fun.
So then we get the everyone kind of going and pursuing their little gigs, or big gigs as the case may be, living their lives and having something to live for and strive for. So Charles is at a meeting talking about Brazos. It turns out the reboot would be with a young female actor playing Brazos and he would be Uncle Brazos.
Honestly,
because I definitely forgot that bit because I would have not done the Steve Martin bit from before. I forgot that. Yep, that is absolutely what happened.
It's all good. But yeah, I think honestly, and he's like kind of crestfallen about this, right?
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, this is the best case scenario for this situation. And it's kind of like, and I kind of forget how delusional actors are. Because it is one of those things of like, you know, of course you're never going to get to, what are you talking about, Charles? Like, this is, again, the best case scenario.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't know. I mean, we're about to get Beverly Hills Cop 4 with Eddie Murphy still as Axel Foley.
Yeah, I mean. So yes, that's what's going on. He does seem a bit crestfallen, but he smartly does not say no.
Yeah,
that would be. I was so scared. I was like, just say yes, just say yes. But then we have Mabel looking amazing, going to this gallery opening, and people are like, "Oh, hey, are you Bloody Mabel? Oh, I want to get a selfie." And then the lady from the DM comes in and rescues her, and you know, they talk about Frida Kahlo.
She is a terrifying woman.
Yeah. What is her name?
Like if I turned around and forgot that she was around me, like I would still be scared. Like, I don't.
No, she's really intense.
She has terrifying eyes, like Eminem. Like different eyes, but like the eyes are the terrifying parts about them.
So I find her very attractive, and I feel like that tracks with my taste.
Oh, that doesn't negate what.
What is her name? Clara? Is it Clara DuVernay? Is that who this actor is?
I couldn't tell you.
She's a model turned actor. She's also a problematic fave amongst. There's a lot of people in this, just this first episode, that we've really pivoted on by the time we're talking about this. So I feel like we can't get into the whole weeds of it, but yeah, do some Googling about the cast of the show. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yes. So she says, "Listen, Mabel, you're getting lots of attention. You're very talented. I can't stop thinking about your mural. And I would like you to join our artist collective."
Mm-hmm.
And Mabel is like very compelled by this. And she asks, "Hey, is it a cult?" And she says, "Just bring your paints." And Mabel says, "I'm going to need to hear you say out loud that this is not a cult." And she never does.
No. It but is still a drawing of a cult. But I will say this. There's a moment in that conversation where they're talking about Frida Kahlo and Mabel's like, "Yeah, I had this puzzle," and I basically flexing a gifted and talented moment where she's like, "At 4 years old, I, you know, put together this really difficult puzzle that was based off of a Frida Kahlo painting." And what's her name is like, not clearly not listening to her at all, and goes, "There's something so compelling about you." And I was like, yeah, Selena Gomez is really hot. You are, because that's clearly the subtext. And I'm like, you can just be like, "Wow, you're so hot for that," rather than going, "There's something compelling about you." Ugh.
So many people find Selena Gomez attractive, and she is a beautiful woman, but like, I can only see her how she was first introduced to me, and it's a problem.
Fair. That's fair. No. Whereas this was the first time I'd ever seen her in anything. So
fair,
you know,
and lucky you. I'm sure.
I am reaping the benefits.
It's okay. Like, no, thank you.
Yeah, I do definitely. 12 years old. I see. Yeah, no, very cute in this. And because I hadn't watched any of the Disney Channel stuff that she was in. I have.
She's a Nickelodeon girl. Am I confusing her with?
I think you're confusing her with something. She's a mouse.
Okay.
Mouseketeer.
Yes, those are the.
Isn't she in High School Musical?
No, that's Musical? That's Vanessa, what's Hutchins? Her name?
Yes, Vanessa yes. Hudgens, but they're both in the film Spring Breakers. So that might be why you're conflating it, Melissa.
Okay.
Because they were both in a movie together with, unfortunately, James Franco.
I just haven't
Franco.
Seen any of these things.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm surprised he's out in this season.
Yeah.
honestly.
But, but at any rate, yeah. So I haven't watched any of the Disney stuff. That Disney stuff. I've seen a lot of others. Yeah,
famously.
Don't worry.
Famous. What did Disney fans call themselves? Do they call themselves mouse heads? What is the deal?
I don't know. Just Disney fans. Some people like to call us Disney adults.
I was going
to
say.
In a very disparaging way.
Which that's derogatory.
Is like joyless and unnecessarily judgy.
So it's something that you can say, but like I can.
Tyler.
That's right. You got it.
Tyler.
We're taking it back.
Just for clarification. And no. I respect that choice.
As do I. I can't stress that enough.
But yes, anyway, there's lots of sexual tension between these two. And I forgot what right. happened. What happened to her boyfriend in the first season?
Oh, I don't care.
He moved away or something.
He got Thanos'd. I don't know. Like, he's gone.
Yeah, because obviously we need to have a different person for Mabel to have as a love interest in this mm-hmm, season. Mm-hmm. But yes.
And a fellow bi, like, here for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm always about that. So, yes, then we find out there is a podcast out called Only Murderers in the Building.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Hosted by Cinda Canning, who is played by Tina Fey, because mm-hmm. apparently we can only talk about things with Tina Fey now that we are back recording, I guess.
Yeah, that I had that right,
now I need
well.
To find mystery episodes of 30 Rock.
there must have been at least one.
Probably.
Well, there's the mystery of the Phantom Pooper, but like that's... We can talk about that later.
Yeah.
So she has started a podcast, and it is about Charles, Mabel, and Oliver.
Which is so accurate to the current state of things, of like a podcast about a podcast. Like, I don't know if you've ever fallen into YouTube drama side of things, where like there are YouTubers that are talking about YouTubers that are in hot water and stuff like that. Like, it's such a snake eating its own tail. The state of things, eh?
Like, I really, like, and this is how old I am, I guess. Like, I just, it's wild to me that, like, people, like, know YouTubers by name. Like,
I find that so interesting because, Tyler, you and I are pretty much the same age. I'm a little older than you, right?
Are you? No, opposite. You can't be.
No, it's the opposite.
I was born 91.
Okay, so you are a little older than me. Okay, that's why I know YouTubers' names, and some of them are my friends.
It's that one year. That's what makes all the difference.
Yes. What is what makes me a Gen Z cusper as opposed to a full young millennial?
No.
Yeah.
I'm Gen Z rising. Is that the terminology for me? Young millennial? Is that,
I guess,
that's what
yeah.
I am?
I guess. I don't know. It's all nonsense anyway.
I'm just like, just call me sir and keep it moving. Like, I don't have time.
Noted. Yes, sir.
So we're hearing the Tina Fey podcast, the Only Murderers in the Building. She's saying very disparaging things about them as she introduces them. And what we see is them in their apartments and Tina Fey also in their apartments, mm-hmm. talking like directly to them.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was fun.
It was.
And it was a really good way for them to tell us like how much this is like bothering them, that it's like right there in their faces, in their homes, I think. A good device. And so we go through that, and all of them are just beside themselves about it. And then we have Mabel explaining to Oliver and Charlie. Charlie, he never goes by Charlie, does he?
Not to my knowledge. Chuck.
You're close with him.
Yeah.
Tell us, Tristan. No, but I wrote in my notes O and C, and I was like, Oliver and Company, like the Disney movie.
What?
Oh gosh.
No, why should I care?
So yeah, anyway, that was what popped into my head. So I said Charlie. But yeah, Mabel, she's explaining to them that she thinks that Bunny said something when she was in her apartment dying.
Yes.
Because we 14. See. Yes. She said 14. They're like, what does that mean? So we see this like flashback a few times, and it always goes a little bit longer each time, mm-hmm. where Mabel is remembering what happened that night in her apartment. So we see her say 14 this time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like,
yeah, and I thought, really weird to count how many times you've been stabbed.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have the presence of mind to do that at the time.
I also don't think that that's what it was about. I just...
One, ow. Two, ow.
Do we have a guess as to what 14 means?
Yes. It's the apartment number.
Yeah, I thought it was...
I feel like that's too on the nose.
Well, you weren't around for the first season, that's Tyler. True.
That's true.
I thought it might be apartment number or floor.
Depending on how big this building is. Also, I think it's a really interesting look because the thing that Mabel is constantly saying is she doesn't really remember what happened that night. And so we're getting these little glimpses. And I'm like, that's a, I think, pretty accurate take on post-traumatic stress, at least the immediacy of it. Like you kind of, yeah. You just, when you have something terrible happen, you're like, I need to sort through this, but I'm really having a hard time actually remembering it because my brain is like, no, it's too stressful. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put it over here.
Yeah.
So
don't even worry about it.
As they're talking, they hear Bunny through the vent. They hear Bunny talking.
And goes, yeah, what's up, Dak?
Yep, that's what she says. But yeah, so they decide they are going to break into her apartment.
And they find no Bunny there.
Oh.
Ah! They don't find Bunny, but they do find a bird. A talking bird talking in Bunny's voice, exactly, which is amazing.
Incredible.
And like so accurate. My Nana had an African gray that could like imitate my grandfather like so well. Like you would hear the bird in the other room, and like I would like go to respond to my granddad and see him like coming down the hall. And I'm like, what is happening?
That's so cool. I love it. Another pitch for me being Charles is Charles goes, oh, this is the exact kind of bird. And we've established in the lore of this podcast, I was a birder growing up. So
that's right. Sure. Yes. Okay. I feel like I'm just getting shoehorned into like the third one. Anyway.
I don't know if you're the third one. I don't know what that means.
No, meaning like, of course, Tyler's Mabel. Of course, you're Charles. And
well,
then it's
we
like,
said
oh,
at the
well.
Top, mine was more process of elimination. Like, I feel like if anything, I'm the third one.
Also, Oliver's a great character. He's probably my favorite out of all of them. He's also, we all established Martin Short's a delight in this series. It's no shade to, I know you just, I understand. It's not pleasant to be compared to someone that has so openly flaws on screen, but I think you can weather it because you're strong, just as I weathered being... All of 2019, people pointed to me and said, you look like Joaquin Phoenix in The Joker. I think if I can handle that, you can handle this because you are certainly stronger than I am.
All right, I'll take that. That's fine.
Your Honor, the case.
Goodness. Okay. So they find the bird, they talk about the bird, and then they start looking around for papers, and Oliver's like, take any papers you can find. I wrote her a lot of threatening notes.
Which honestly, to your point, Melissa, does sound like some Tristan shit.
You see. So,
and like, there's also like a lot of, I would not say tasteful art, but very like bodies.
A lot of art present, yes.
A lot of art bodies, sure. Yes. Okay.
A lot of tasteful nudes.
Yeah, it's a wild place. And
they keep mentioning that Bunny was like an absolute dang old freak, which I love that this older woman that's the head of a co-op is like, what do I like? Pornography on my walls.
And hey, you can get down with Selena Gomez, give me Jane Houdyshell as there Bunny.
Maybe go. I'm Bunny. I don't.
So two other people from the building walk in, and it's Howard and Uma.
Yes, yes. Uma, okay. Played by Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Who another is a problematic fave of mine.
Oh, is she too? My gosh.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I gotta record a disclaimer.
It's gonna be the longest disclaimer. It's one entire episode of just okay, here's the reasons why. No, but they walk in looking for a valuable painting. It's like worth $1 million and it's apparently very, very, very pornographic.
Balls forward.
Which is missing. Mm-hmm. They do not find it in the apartment. They have run our trio into the closet, basically. They've come into the bedroom, and so they our trio is hiding in the closet. And at one point, they even go into the closet, and they have to hide even deeper in the closet. And they don't find the painting. The painting is nowhere to be found. And so they leave. And
well, smartly assuming that the person who took it is also the killer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As would stand to reason. So we have another motive. We have a motive other than people hating her. True. So Mabel finds a secret elevator and in the back of the closet. There's like a door with a secret elevator.
I gotta not be on my phone when I'm watching this stuff. Because I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh my gosh, no, I thought it was so cool.
Damn. Yeah, it was really cool.
Watch it again.
So it was like, it's more than a dumbwaiter. Like it's a proper.
Mm.
Yeah. But it's really, really cold. So they grab three of Bunny's fur coats and put them on.
I was wondering why they had all those weird coats in the next scene. I honest to God was like, this coat does not fit Charles's at all.
Right.
This fur Cat Williams joint.
Yep, exactly. So they take her coats, they go down the elevator, and it kind of just takes her straight. It takes them all straight out of the building into like their courtyard. And like towards that fountain where, you know, Mabel and Tim Kono had played as children that we saw a lot in the first season. So
right,
they're standing there and they're like, we cannot let people tell our story. We have to stand up for ourselves. We need to record a podcast as is our right as human American citizens. To have a podcast. They don't say that. But basically.
It's implied.
So it's implied. It's implied. And Oliver, they all go back to their apartments. And Oliver's looking through the papers. And he sees the death threats that he's sent her. And he then sees something that's not from him. And it says, Bunny, I want that painting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
bum, bum, bum.
Exactly. And Mabel has another flashback that goes for even further this time. And she remembers Bunny saying savage right before she died when she's on the floor. That's what she said,
which,
right?
Which, you know, you would think that the number would have then been 21.
This is
21 Fred's... Savage, really?
Oh, I'm sorry, no. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Gosh. I thought it was among the youth.
Those of you playing along at home, that's two references towards Tyler, one negating, so he's at 1 point right now. I'm sorry, I thought of Fred Savage first myself.
Was he in the previous season?
No, I just thought
just the Savage.
Yeah, I just wouldn't it be funny if he showed up?
Well, it would be in keeping with our casting trends. But yes, so Mabel remembers that. And then Charles gets home and he drops his groceries because he is shocked by what he sees on his walls. We do not see it, but he texts Mabel and Oliver to come to his place inside. And then we see that inside his apartment is the painting. So we see this painting and there's a man.
So upsetting.
It's not pleasant to gaze upon.
And they say, Charles, is that you? And he says, no, that's my father.
Which is the worst thing that could have been said at that moment. like I would still be throwing up. Like I.
Huh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah, it would not be good.
That's the end of the episode.
That is the end of the episode. I do love that when Charles texts them both, you know, the little comes up. And it's just like Charles in Mabel's phone, but it's Charles all caps in Oliver's phone. And I think that's like a nice detail.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in Mabel's phone, it's not just Charles.
Oh, it's not.
It's Charles, parentheses, old.
Can I tell you? Yep. That's great. That's how I roll a lot of the time as well. I will put a defining character of my relationship to this person or description so I remember what they look like.
Oh, I hate that so much. Just because I had so many people write Tyler Black.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh.
Even though I was the only Tyler that they knew was in their phone.
Oh, I'm that's like, this brutal. Is... That sucks, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
For some sort of phone glitch, you're Tyler Riley in my phone right now. So I have to go fix that. I was like, what?
Double the Riley, double the Flash.
Yeah, absolutely. But like a friend of mine, Evan, I just put Evan Tall because I didn't know his last name for a while. Because he's like 6'6". It's very apparent.
That's tall.
Frighteningly so. I get a neck ache every time I have to look at him.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
So what do we think of the episode?
Yeah.
This is 5?
Yeah, out of 5.
Okay.
Microphones? No, not microphones.
I'd say 3 and a handlebar.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a fun start. I really liked some of the moments of... like, I really liked how they shot the Tina Fey bit, like, in their apartments. It was really nice to, like, I like that it started off immediately with, like, what we are dealing with this season. I don't like when it's, like, at the end of, like, an episode, like, you're just getting, like, people just living their lives and then, like, we're getting a new mystery. Like, I like to just get into it. But yeah, there were also like just parts of the episode that dragged a bit for me, or like, you know, my attention kind of drifted off. But I am really excited about what we're hopefully getting into in these next 9 episodes.
Yeah, I'd say about the same, to be honest. I only got 2 laughs out of me and I don't even remember what they said. So like, you know, it was pleasant enough to watch. It's a shame because if you recall, I really loved that pilot episode so much. Yeah. And for it to not be as strong is like kind of a shame. But it also like is a good setup now that we know all these characters. And I think one of the reasons that that pilot episode was so effective is you're like dropped into all three of these people. And there's this freshness about it where it's like, yeah, no, now we have to like just pick up where we left off. But yeah, I think it's pretty good. I'm interested to see where it goes. And I'm going to try not to be, you know, emailing people while I'm watching the show, but like, but you know,
life happens.
You know, I'm all about that grind set. I don't know what to tell you. I got to be like doing more than one thing, you know, rise and grind 50-50, nolly, switch, flip out. I don't know what to tell you, but yeah, it was quite enjoyable. All the performances are good out of our main three. I really do think that they've really got something special with the chemistry that the three of them have. I think it's really lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm going to give it about 3.5. I had a really good time. Why are you gasping?
It's just so rare that we all agree 100%.
Of like, oh, the handlebar is 0.75.
Oh, it's 0.75? Just so you know.
Because it curves, you know, like it gives, like it's an extender.
Oh, just, okay.
It's more than half a stack.
Well, then I'll change mine to 3.752.
Yeah, actually, I'm right. That's right where I am as well. Okay.
we're in agreement.
Completely clear. Yes. I was almost going to give it a full 4, but yeah, realistically, it's not as strong. But I'm just so excited to be back that it's. I'm very, very excited that we're back. I think that it holds a lot of promise. But yeah, there were a couple. Like, I'm interested to see where the Amy Schumer thing leads, but that was not a big hit for me. But like the interrogation scenes were really fun. When they're together, it's pretty great. It's pretty great when that trio gets together.
Also, just for the record, a chaplain is 0.25.
Oh, yes, the chaplain, right. Okay.
Also, Rise and Grind, rest in peace, the name of the morning club I tried to run.
Rip to a legend. Now, when you say morning club, what do you
mean? Rise and Grind, like grinding as in dancing.
Yeah, like a bump and grind. Yeah.
Dancing. Okay.
Yeah, no, I got you. I was just trying to think of like whether or not this was a joke that Tyler was passing, but or
it was, and it was for two people who have laughed in Norway. So,
but here's the thing: it does sound like something you might do.
I mean, if I had the money, so many things would be happening.
Because I know I can imagine, like you're like, yeah, I love to go to the club, but I do want to be in bed by 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
like let me, you know, like get down and dirty at a club, like when I've had my coffee, you know, like that's the perfect time.
Yeah, right after your morning colonic. So anyway, Tyler, you had mentioned before that there was a certain level of metatextual stuff.
Oh yeah, but because of the gamification and the like, we're a podcast talking about a show that's about a podcast, and in that show, the podcast is then going to become a show within that world and also a game.
Yes. Yes, that makes sense. I thought maybe that you were like, this episode is about three people deciding to do a podcast again. And that has been what this podcast has been about it also.
I was getting there.
Yep.
Is there an Only Murders in the Building game?
Is there?
Is there?
I don't think so.
I'm gonna look it up.
I'm gonna go to the App Store.
Because if there is, that sounds kind of fun, actually.
I'll say this: the most
There's a. What does that mean?
It's just OnlyFans is the first thing that comes up, and I'm like, not exactly what I'm looking for.
An escape room that's Only Murders themed.
Where?
And then there's,
I assume, in New York.
I don't think that this is what I wanted it to be.
Oh, no, okay. I'm getting just a bunch of like gambling apps.
Oh, but there's something. Sorry to cut you off. It was what I wanted. They must be characters from season 1. There is an Only Murders inspired Blackout the card game pack.
What is Blackout?
It looks like a card game. I'm going to put the link in the chat.
Okay, cool. We should do the escape room.
That sounds great. I've never done an escape room.
Nor have I.
I don't know if it's near us. Yeah, it's in LA.
It's in LA. Come on, man.
What is Blackout?
I don't know.
I guess we're going to have
to. This was strictly from the Google.
Okay, I see. This is an Etsy. This is an Etsy.
Yeah, so it might not even be a real, like, not a real game.
I don't know what this is. Yeah. I'm sad to say I couldn't tell you.
Two cards, though.
There are cards.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got anything else you want to say before we sign off?
Is that how we end? Yeah, you talk about like how you do things in the world and then is this that bit?
Oh yeah,
sure. If you want to do that, or like I was like, you have any thoughts on the episode as well? Like,
that's why I was asking for clarification.
Yeah, well, you put whatever you want to say, man.
No, let's do your thing because it's episode.
As you can tell, we're still finding your feet. Well, I can be found everywhere at Tristan J. Miller. Now that TwitterX.com is not... I mean, I hope you're following us on Twitter.com, the formerly named Twitter.com. You can find all of our junk there. I also do other podcasts. I was just going to look in the description below. I'm going to hyperlink everything. Why are you listening to me talk? Just go to the description of the episode, click, press with your little thingy. It'll open up my link tree.
Well, I don't know if you have the links for my thing. I'm going to be back on Twitch starting in January. So I hope you're still listening to the episode.
Yes.
I'll put your link in the description also.
You can find us on Instagram at ADCpod, where hopefully I am keeping up and making you interested in it. But yeah, I can talk great. I knew where that sentence was going when I opened my mouth. I never do. So yes, you can find us there. You can find me personally at Melissa J. Maley _ on Instagram and on Threads. I don't do Twitter anymore, really.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. And if for some reason you're listening to this and can still vote for the Broadway World Off Broadway Awards, I've been nominated for a Broadway World Off Broadway award for best performance for playing Princess Buttercup in As You Wish It, which is really super cool and unexcited. So very excited about that. But
thrilled for you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll say this. I've never had to skip through so many pages in my life before till the find to vote for you, but I did do it.
Thank you so much. It is a lot of page skipping, but I appreciate it.
Not if you are aware of
that's my thing. I didn't
going on in the city.
Whereas I've been out of the country for a very long time. I'm like, which I don't even know what this is.
I as the current artistic director of a New York-based theater company. Some of us are a little bit more in the know than others.
That's true. And also your day job also helps perpetuate you seeing a lot of theater.
Yes. And one of my coworkers was nominated as well.
Oh, cool.
Debbie Hobson for costume design.
Amazing. Oh, sweet as.
Yeah. Very good.
That's great. I'm sorry for being so tired about self-promotion and just throwing you guys under the bus. I'll go last next time.
Perfect. I now call this meeting of the Amateur Detective Club to a close.
Seconded.
Do, 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 do. Do, do. Oh, shit, wrong theme.
Nope, perfect, done. We did it.